USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump acknowledged Thursday his presidency is coming to an end, and now is the time for American unity.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Joe Biden will become the 46th president of the United States on January 20th. USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us a COVID-19 update.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Boeing Company has reached a settlement involving crashes with their 737 MAX aircraft. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Aircraft manufacturer Boeing has agreed to pay more than $2.5 billion as part of a settlement over two deadly plane crashes. The settlement stems from a pair of crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft in 2018 and 2019. 346 people died in those crashes. The company reached a deal with the Justice Department to settle a criminal conspiracy charge. Boeing was accused of hiding data that showed problems in the 737 MAX's flight control systems. That software was later cited as the main cause of the crashes. The 737 was grounded worldwide for more than 2 years, only returning to service in the U.S. last month, after the company made software and other safety changes to the planes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The plane was first grounded March 11, 2019 by China, and the ban in that country continues to be in effect. The FAA in America put the ban in effect 2 days later. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Although the new COVID-19 variant popping up around the world may be more contagious, there's no need to panic. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
After first being reported in Colorado in late December, New York, Florida, California, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas, and Connecticut are all reporting the different strain. Overseas, countries like Denmark report numerous cases. That is where Hans Kruger of the World Health Organization spoke to the media.
It is our assessment that this variant of concern may over time replace other circulating lineages as seen in the United Kingdom and increasingly in Denmark.
Epidemiologists report current COVID-19 vaccines are believed to be effective against this variant. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
There is no science to indicate the new variant is more deadly. American Airlines has stopped serving alcohol on flights to the nation's capital. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
American Airlines is no longer serving alcohol on flights to and from Washington, D.C., following several incidents of what it calls politically motivated aggression. The airline not providing any details on any of the incidents, but says one confrontation between a Trump supporter and fellow passenger aboard an American Airlines flight was posted on social media. They're also asking staff to be extra vigilant in flights departing from the nation's capital. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.